Today I want to explain to our roofs before the teaching, because some people ask me what is meaning of our roofs, then some people may interesting. I don't know. That's like not one piece of red cloth. They have a lot of meaning. Okay. Then first of all, we are head. It's really good for outside when the weather is very shiny. this one, symbol of the thousand Buddha, okay? This one is Buddha's pure line. Pure line. Yeah, Buddha's home. Okay. Then we have here three color. This color is red, the symbol of the Manjushri. Do we have Manjushri Tonga? Oh yeah, Manjushri like wisdom Buddha. Okay. Then inside the white. White is compassion Buddha. And Avalokiteshvara here, and also we have blue. Blue is I think Mahakala in call English, we call Shanadoje. That's the Buddha, the deity of the power. They very we call like a very special three family Buddha. I don't know, maybe Buddha of the compassion, Buddha of the wisdom, Buddha of the power. Okay, that's the like symbol. Then also here, 12, I don't know, see like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12. 12, this is the 12th set of teaching. I think that's the best way to explain it. Then also we have here 3, 1, 2, 3. In English, we call like, you know, three basket. But basically, like, there's also three set of teaching. Teaching of the ethics and teaching of the concentration. And the wisdom. Okay? Therefore, especially this head has a lot of meaning. But it's not used for outside in sound. It's just heavy. But we are saying like that, like, you know, the if you ask monks and nuns who don't have altar, statue, then you put in this one on the table and offering this head is enough for your offering for Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Make sense? Okay. This is ours, like, you know, I don't know how to say, beautiful head and whatever. But when you wear, you cannot wear in two hands like this. That's a very auspicious. And you have to always, like, you know, wear like one hand like this. Like something like this. Okay. Because this, generally, the head is always whenever we go to puja and this and that. But we have few different robes, but I'm going to explain what I wear right now, okay? and also, the everything is like teaching. Then we have called like this, we call in Tibet tanka, okay? This one is we call lion shoulder. Lion shoulder. Here is like, you know, I don't know, can you see? Here like something like, you know, elephant tusks. Yeah, okay. Then this one, blue one, is one of the Chinese monk. Remember his kindness, because for example, we are the nuns, full ordination is already break up. Or monks ordination is almost break up, then suddenly one Chinese monk show up, he is intent, therefore until now we have continued this lineage. other was almost like, you know, break of same like nuns full vows. Make sense? Therefore, we always kindness like put here memorial Chinese monk. Okay? Then basically, whenever you wake up, okay, when you wear these robes, you have to remember impermanence. Okay? Because the lion and elephants are very powerful animals, right? But long time ago they have like juries, blah 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 blah, big one, right? But now are they, those two are more powerful animal, therefore they are also dead. Therefore, soon as later, we are also going to die. Then always I mention, that time we have to have responsibility, no regret. Go to peacefully next life. Okay, therefore, we always have to remember whenever you wear. But I always forget, don't remember, but you should. You have to remember whenever you wear this cloth that impermanence, they have a lot also teachings like, you know, this and that. Therefore, that's very important, always time again and again remember impermanence. Okay. Then, now, lower part of the ropes. From this side, the two part like, you know, like, I don't know how to say. To fall this way. This means we are going to abandon the truth of suffering. We talk about the phone of the truth. We have this is also like in listening, phone of the truth. Then from this part, the first two, novel to truth of suffering, truth of origin. Suffering, yes? This one abandoned. Okay. From here, we have two. This way. Means we are practice for truth of sensation. Sensation, truth of path. Okay. Then, between here, one small from here, one from here, one. That means we are going to, whatever we doing, whatever we do practice for wisdom and compassion. Because without wisdom, to compassion is not good. Even you take care, child, right? To compassion, no wisdom is child, or is like, you know, spoiling. Yeah. To wisdom, no compassion is also not good. Therefore, always like, whatever you do practice, that go like this. Anyway, this is the meaning of our robes, like, you know, this. And also, like, you know, the Buddha give us, like, three different color, yellow and blue and red. Then, every different country use, like, these three different color. I think in India, in Thailand, Sri Lanka, they are using, like, yellow one. Because their country weather is very hot. And yellow is more like bright and more like cooler. Maybe, I don't know. Therefore, they're using like yellow color. And Tibet, weather is very, very, very warm. Very cold. Therefore, we use like, you know, red. Red is more like warmer, right? I think therefore. And in India, like some of the India master use like blue one. Velama Atisha use, right? Some of the blue, because those people who use like blue one, their level, I don't know how to say, their family are very famous, rich, like something like this. Like king of the sun who become a monk, they use like inside blue or something like that. Honey, yeah, basically whenever you wear like, you know, the monk's cloth, you have a lot of things you have to, I don't know how to say, whenever you wear, then you have a lot of things you have to think. Okay, what I think, what I do, all that, this and that. Therefore, I just want to explain it to our like robes. Some people thought this just like, you know, red color, some people thought this and that, anyway. Okay? Oh, okay.
Hello. I just had a question I was wondering about the other day. If you, for example, are going swimming or exercising or the weather is very hot or very cold, is it okay for a monk or nun to ever wear like a bathing suit or regular clothes, or do you always wear the robes?
That's a very good question. But honestly, in monastery and in Tibet, in Tibet, I think nowadays, I'm not sure, but we always, monks always wear monks' clothes. Even we are in monastery in India, it's very hot. Of course, swimming we can wear like this. They cannot swim, right? But here, whenever I go to park, whenever I go to Goshu store, I wear like your clothes. Like, then, first my teacher is this one. He came to here 2 times. Then he give me permission. Oh, it's okay, long as you don't change your mind, that's a piece of cloth, he said. Therefore, I go to a lot of parks, like especially Chile, like around the second place on the Holy Lake. sometimes I can meet a lot, like, you know, our founder member. I always wear like short like you. Yeah. That's your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. The Buddhist is like, you know, inside, not outside. I'm just joking. Yeah. She wanted to ask something.
I was wondering why we're always on one shoulder and leave one arm no clothes.
Oh, they have many rules. Many rules. Like, you know, the first 3 years, if you are new monk, even you cannot do like, oh, excuse me, sorry. You can do like that. Like, you know, this, like, you know, when you become a senior monk, you can do like that. But they have many rules, like, you know, first three years, I think you should like this. One is you should like this, or you do like this. I think like this. Then you become like, they have many different, like, you know, like new monk, and this monk, and this monk, and senior monk, and geshi, like this and that. Then you, I think we call Uma like Madhyamaka class. Then you can wear like this, but not from here, like one from here. Like they have rule, many rule. Then if you are becoming like Yamadaka class, then you can do whatever you want, like this and that.
So is it like a sign of respect to have one arm exposed? Or what's the reason to have one arm?
If you, like, you know, high monks around you, you do like this, like, you know, unrespect, like something like that. Therefore, you always respect, like, that's a traditionally, I'm 100% not sure, but when we respect, we always like, they carry like this one, like this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Geshe Sangpo, there are two things that I hear questions about. One of them is why some people wear yellow in their top,
okay,
and some people don't.
Okay.
Maybe that one.
I don't know. In my monastery, you know, actually, geshis, one is reincarnation. We call tuku, one wear a yellow one. Most in the normal monks, from here to here, everything's red. Like Chikila and Lamula, like they wear like that, regular monk. If you become a geshi, then you can wear yellow, this is our like star. You become a police, then you can get like. but nowadays, like you know, many people wear. Many monks wear. Many nuns wear. I'm not sure, but traditionally, one you can wear like you know, the reincarnation and geshes. At my monastery.
Okay. And the other thing I think would be interesting to explain is why some of the robe is made with many small pieces instead of a single piece.
Single pieces?
Many pieces of cloth for.
Oh, do you mean this one?
Yes.
This one is a long cord. This one is short cord. Long and short.
But it's made with many pieces of cloth sewn together instead of one great big piece?
This one, you mean this one, that one, yeah. This one. This one is very long.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean yellow one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. We have two different yellow one. One is cheeky, one is noja. Or monks has like a cheeky. Then Gensu, like Gensu means like, you know, I don't know, Gensu is what the English called, Gensu?
Navis.
Yeah, when we go to Soju, what does it mean Soju?
Like.
Every fitting days, we go to all monks together, then you purify, right? That time all the
novice
wear like a single one. Then the people who got the full vows, they wear in both of them, the yellow. But we have two yellow, and also we call Dunga. They call Dunga. Then also we have another one, big one. In Tibet, it's very cold. Something like, you know, I don't know how to call. It looks like long cord. It's very warm. But in India, here, it's not used. But in Tibet, they have also many meaning. They have different meaning. Yeah. Okay.
How many robes are you allowed to have? Like one set, two set, five
one
sets? A thousand? I'm always curious about that. Thank you.
I have one set. But it's like last like 5 years. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, 5 years. But every year, like, you know, APMT send us the new, like, set of robes. I always give away. Yeah. But I think this one is almost like 3 years already.